this is Sierra. Welcome to Funny Stories for You. So we are going to read the second part of chapter 6. So this is what happened in this chapter. They all turned to fairies and now they're going to fairyland. All right. So let me just read that last page. King Auburn and Queen Titina were seated on their thrones. Their palace was very gray and gloomy as everything else in Fairyland, but they smiled warmly when Ruby arrived with Rachel and Christy. "Welcome back, Ruby," the queen said. "We have missed you." "Your majesties, I have found two humans who believe in magic," Ruby announced. "These are my new friends, Christy and Rachel." Quickly, Ruby explained what had happened to the other rainbow fairies. She told how Rachel and Christy had rescued her. "You have our thanks," the king told them. "Our rainbow fairies are very special to us. And you will help us find Ruby's rainbow sisters," the queen asked. "Yes, we will," Christy said. "But how will we know where to look?" Rachel asked. "The trick is not to look too hard," said Queen Titina. "Don't worry. As you enjoy the rest of your vacation, the magic will need to find each rainbow fairy. Rainbow fairy will find you. Just wait and see." King Auburn rubbed his beard thoughtfully. "You have 6 days left on your vacation and 6 fairies to find," he said. "A fairy each day." "That's a lot of fairy finding." "You will need some special help." He nodded at one of his footmen, in a plump frog in a buttoned-up jacket. The frog hopped over to Rachel and Christy and handed them each a tiny silver bag. "These bags contain magic tools," the queen told them. "Don't look inside them yet. Open them only when you really need to, and you will find something to help you." She smiled at Christy and Rachel. "Look," shouted another frog footman suddenly. "Ruby is beginning to fade." Rachel and Christy looked at Ruby in horror. The fairy was growing paler before their eyes. Her lovely dress was no longer red, but pink. Her golden hair was turning white. "Jack Frost's magic is still at work," said the king, looking worried. "We cannot undo the spell until the rainbow fairies are together again." "Quick, Ruby," urged the queen. "You must return to Rainspell Island at once." Ruby, Christy, and Rachel rose into the air, their wings fluttering. "Don't worry," Christy called as they flew higher. "We'll come back with all the rainbow fairies very soon." "Good luck," called the king and queen. Rachel and Christy watched Ruby worriedly as they flew off together. As they got further away from Fairyland, Ruby's color began to return. Soon, she was bright and sparkling again. The three girls reached Rainspell at last. Ruby led Rachel and Christy in a clearing in the woods, and they landed next to the old black pot. Ruby scattered fairy dust all over Rachel and Christy. There was a puff of glittering red smoke, and the two girls shot up to their normal size again. Rachel wiggled her shoulders. Yes! Her wings were gone. "Oh, I really love being a fairy," Christy said. They watched as Ruby sprinkled her magic over the old black pot. "What are you doing?" Rachel asked. Jack Frost's magic means that I can't help you look for my sisters, Ruby replied sadly. If I try, I might fade away completely, so I will wait for you here, in the pot at the end of the rainbow. Suddenly, the pot began to move. It rolled across the grass and under a weeping willow tree. The tree's branches hung right to the ground. The pot will be hidden under the tree, Ruby explained. I will be safe there. We'd better start looking for the other rainbow fairies, Rachel said to Christy. Where shall we start? Ruby shook her head. Remember what the queen said, she told them. The magic will come to you. She flew over and sat on the edge of the pot, then pushed aside some willow branches and waved at Rachel and Christy. Goodbye and good luck. We'll be back soon, Ruby, Christy promised. We're going to find all of your rainbow sisters, Rachel said firmly. You just wait and see. Dun, dun, dun. That's the end. And I will be reading Amber the Orange Fairy next. And then Sunny, and then Fern, and then Sky, and then Inky, and then Heather. All right. Hope you enjoyed the story.